And Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says it indicates we're a nation of wusses.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the sports report. He wasn't happy about the game being moved for a little snow on Sunday.
It's snow! Isn't that why those people live up there?
He says it goes against everything that football's about.
That's right. I agree.
Hey, the mayor declared a state of emergency. What are you going to do?
Well, the beer vendors are glad.
I thought it was funny.
Well, you know, I was out walking the dog 2 days ago, and it's 28 degrees, and I'm going, man, it's really cold. But then I'm thinking, you know, people in Minnesota sit out in zero watching football on metal seats.
But then again, they live in Minnesota.
Yeah, and
we
they do
live
that by
here.
Choice. Yeah, they're dressed to do that. I want to. That's Chris Dusterhoff. He's sitting in for Tom this week. Where's let's back through your news. You had like two stories before the end that just something. Oh, that was the preacher lady.
I thought that might get your attention.
Yeah. I was just guarding it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just watching it for him. That's all.
Nothing like. I mean, and I'm wondering, is this a Christmas tradition that she goes by all the parishioners' houses to make sure there aren't any broken windows?
Yeah, really.
Because, I mean...
Scanning for unwanted visitors.
Yeah, just happenstance that the window was broken and she was in there. And I wonder how long she spent in the house deciding which things she needed to protect.
Well, long enough to protect a laptop and fur coats.
Yeah, I just wonder how much she rummaged through before she decided that was all that she needed to protect.
Apparently that was all needing protecting in there.
Yeah, that's... Wow. Wonder what the message is that she'll be bringing this Sunday.
Oh, man.
That'll be fun.
Wouldn't you like to? No, I wouldn't want to be in there. Never mind.
Am I info or Mason?
You'd be in Mason.
You'd be Mason.
All right.
There's a pop quiz for Scott. Info.
Mason.
Yeah, just like that.
I've usually left the control room by now.
Yeah. That Diet Coke isn't going to buy itself.
No, it's not, by golly. Well, of course you know, but nobody left any Christmas treats, I'm sure, in there, so there's nothing to rummage around for. Good morning, meeting.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hey, 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got birthdays?
That's true, it is.
Yeah, okay. You got birthdays?
Man, I was just...
December the 28th.
Yeah, Denzel Washington's birthday is today.
Okay.
I always look at these birthday lists. I have no idea. Woodrow Wilson would be 154.
Yeah,
I have that on Tom's list.
He's pretty dead.
Yeah, but if he were alive, he would be really old.
He wasn't even fully alive when he left the White House.
I was going to say, there are a lot of conservatives who believe it would probably have been best if he had died a long, 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 long time ago. But
I honestly don't know anyone else on this list.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Not on this list that I got from Tommy there. Here.
Okay.
No, I got nothing.
Well, name us the top five, and let's see if we've heard of them.
Sienna Miller.
Oh, she's an actress.
Okay.
There you go.
John Legend.
Oh, yeah. Blues saxophone player.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Gail King.
Nah.
I got nothing.
Edgar Winter.
Oh, yeah.
See, that sounds familiar, but
that's
I can't put
that's the albino, isn't it?
Well, his brother Johnny is an albino as well. They're from Beaumont, Texas. And Frankenstein, if you remember, the Edgar Winter group did a song called, an instrumental called Frankenstein.
Well, heck, why didn't I know that right off
the
top?
Yeah, but see, he's 64. Yeah, so there you go.
How about Don Francisco?
I think he's the guy on Sábado Gigante. I think he's the guy on Univision that you see all the time.
Yeah, you know, that kind of a cherubic.
Oh, wait, hey,
guy.
Yeah, this one. If you mouse over him, I get pictures on Tom's little fancy thing. It sure is that guy.
Oh, cool. All right.
He's on, like, every night of the week.
How much money does he make?
He probably hurt himself.
Yeah, yeah. I'd get the hell out of there, quite honestly. I'd do the show from San Diego, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Hey.
Not like Mexico's a...
No, he's probably doing it from the U.S.,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, probably is. That's probably
probably
right.
From, like, in Miami or
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's probably right, yeah.
Semi the U.S.
Yeah.
All right, found another one that I know.
Oh, good.
Maggie Smith.
Oh, there you are, yeah.
British actress. She's in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you knew.
Yeah.
That's scary.
She's one of those you'd know her if you saw her.
Because, you know.
Well, that's exactly how I knew, because I found, now that I knew that I got pictures.
I believe she's a dame, as a matter of fact, and. She probably was before Harry Potter, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, there are other things, but, yeah. You know.
Sure, I understand.
All right, I got nothing else besides that.
All right, well, we got Martin Milner. He was one of the guys on Route 66 a long time ago. He's 79 years old. Joe Diffie, country singer. Ships That Don't Come In, pretty good song. He's 52. And Stan Lee is still alive.
Golly, really?
He is. Talk about falling off your money. 88 years old.
He's and you know, probably has made a considerable amount of it just in the last 5 years
sure,
or so.
Sure, the Spider-Man thing, every bit of Spidey stuff, money goes in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worked pretty well. And he's,
well, but not only that, just Marvel Comics as a whole,
sure,
I believe.
Sure, so. Absolutely. And Canadian brewer John Molson, had he taken better care of himself? He was born on this date in 1763. So.
His family's still making money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They're still around.
Yeah, they're doing okay. It's not a problem. 618.
Through today, we'll have mainly cloudy skies.
Oh, quit it. That's not what I wanted to play. I was going to play Sean, because we want to hear Sean, don't we?
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, you know, Barack Obama's in major trouble. He invites Bill Clinton into the White House for some advice. And then they're having a joint press conference. And, well, the president leaves and says, I'm going to let my buddy Bill take over.
Whatever I say should become public only if he decides to make it public. He can say whatever he wants. But
here's what I'll say is I've been keeping the first lady waiting for about half an hour, so I'm going to take off.
I don't want to make her mad. Please go.
You're in good hands. And Gibbs will call last question.
Yeah, help
thank
me.
You.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
And Bill was all too happy to oblige. You know, I never thought I'd say this before, but I'd rather have him as president.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
Check out all the places that offer eye care, and you'll notice they talk about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Keep in mind, eye care is a lot like other things in life. You get what you pay for. And your eyes deserve the best. Your eyes are worth it. My vision was worth it, and that's why I went to Texas Regional Eye Center. I'm Chase Murphy. I let the pros at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all my eye care needs, and you should too. Exams, glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, keep in mind Texas Regional Eye Center offers 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. You can find out more today by going to TexasRegionalEye.com. For all your eye care needs, 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there is only one place. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center.
621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It seems that once again, 2010 was a year where we had a disproportionately large number of strange stories from the state of Florida. And fortunately, Brendan Farrington has put together kind of a compilation of strange things that happened in the state of... And I would hope that we would get this from Texas, because we got more folks than Florida does.
Yeah. We need more strange stories? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, younger...
Or we need to dedicate a reporter to make a compilation of strange
either
stories.
Either way. Either way. I mean, look, there are reporters out there who are dying for stories this week. So
Amen
why not?
That.
Why not? Yeah. There was the only weird... One of the weird cases that was handled by police, 32-year-old Pasco County man dialed 911 to complain that his mother had taken his beer. While police in DeLand said that a man walked out of a bar, headbutted a street preacher who called him a sinner, and a Pasco County man was charged with slashing his daddy with a knife during an argument over who's going to walk the dog. Now, see?
Sounds like we got a lot of it concentrated in one county.
Yeah, the Pasco. I don't know what's in, is that DeLand? I guess that's it.
I don't know, but... Others, Mama shouldn't have been taking it last beer.
I don't
beer.
Know. Well,
right.
Well, it may not have been.
Don't be telling me that's not an emergency. Now you get somebody over here.
Now, and last beer may have been a case. I mean, you don't know. Not just one single can here. There are other strange dog stories. A man walking his Jack Russell Terrier in Tampa when an alligator snatched it. He pulled out his handgun and shot the gator.
Well, laser sighted.
I was gonna say, was Rick Perry? Rick Perry nodded in approval, standing nearby.
Rick has nothing on this guy. Threatening items that bomb squads had to handle this year included a box with two kittens in it. Okay. And in Cocoa, Florida, there was the stuffed pony. Authorities blew up the stuffed pony, but they spared the kittens.
Very nice.
And that was just for fun.
Yeah, it was. And let's see. And weirdness didn't just involve senior citizens. A Clay County woman was arrested after posting a photo of her baby with a bong on Bookface. Very nice.
Wow.
Nice job. Then there was the 84-year-old man who was arrested in Bay County for allegedly hitting a deputy with his cane. Would-be robbers knocked an 83-year-old man to the ground in Clearwater only to turn and run when the victim pulled a gun on him. Way to go. And 69-year-old woman turned back a bank robber after picking up the gun that he had dropped in her car while smashing the windshield with it. You got to hold on to the gun. You got to. Anyway, strange stories from Florida. Maybe we'll get a compilation from Texas.